Welcome back, everybody, to Yomi Tehor, up to Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph 53, and we are on the bottom by the Mishnah on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, says the Mishnah. Again, we are continuing our discussion of what an animal is allowed to carry on Shabbos. We know there's an issue of Shvisas Behemah, that just like we can't do Malacha, our animals cannot do Malacha. So what's considered carrying into public? What's considered something which is useful? What are they, and are they not allowed to do? So says the Mishnah, Chamor Yotzei B'mar Das B'zman Shehi K'shuravos. So a donkey is allowed to go out with a saddle cloth. This is something which is meant to keep the animal warm. It goes under the saddle, so that they're allowed to go outside wearing the saddle cloth as long as it's tied onto it. Zacharim Yotzen Levuvin. Rams are allowed to go out attached. Rachelos Yotzos Shuzos Kivulos Ukivunos. And Rachelos, they're allowed to go out as if they're being held, tied, or fastened. They're allowed to go out in all these types of situations. The Gemara is going to go and explain each and every one of these terms and what they really mean. Ha'izim Yotzos Tsururos. Goats are allowed to go out with their udders tied up. And again, this would not be an issue of carrying. They're allowed to go out like this on Shabbos. The Mishnah now brings a different perspective. Rabbi Yossi Omer Bechulan Chutz Min HaRachelim Kakvunos. Rabbi Yossi says all these cases are going to be usher, except for the Rachelos, the sheep, that go out fast, and that's going to be okay. Again, the Gemara is going to explain all of this. And we have another dissenting view. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Izim Yotzos Tsururos Liyabesh Avaloli Chalev. That a goat is allowed to go out with their udders tied for the sake of drying them up. If you want to do it so that way it's not going to produce any more milk, then you're allowed to do it in that context, avalo lechalev, but you're not allowed to do it for the sake of being milked, so it's going to carry all of the milk that it goes and releases. The difference would be that when it's meant to catch milk, it's going to be tied not as tightly as it would be if it's to stop the milk, and that's where you might run into an issue of carrying on Shabbos. Now comes the Gemara and analyzes this Mishnah. So the Gemara goes on the first part where we spoke about the fact that a donkey's allowed to go out with this saddle cloth, this mardat, and we're going to get into a bit of a discussion about this. So Amar Shmuel says, Husha Kshura Lo Me'er of Shabbos. When we say that the donkey's allowed to go out with this thing, it's talking about if it was tied onto the donkey from Erev Shabbos, from before Shabbos. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, Mas Nisin Nami Deka. We could also learn this clearly from our Mishnah, because it says, that a donkey is not allowed to go out with this saddle cloth if it is not tied onto it. So, what would be the case where it's not tied onto it? If you're going to tell me that it's not tied onto it at all, of course, pshita, it's obvious that a donkey is not allowed to go out like that on Shabbos, because maybe the cloth is going to fall off, someone's going to come to carry it for Amos and Shuram, and there's going to be a major issue. So, what did the Mishnah have to come to teach us? Rather, we're talking about a situation where the cloth was not tied down from before Shabbos. So what we can infer from here is that the first part of the Mishnah, which said that they are allowed to go out with this saddle cloth if it was tied, means that it was tied from before Shabbos. We have another brisa which supports this idea of Shmuel, that it must be tied from before Shabbos. So donkey's allowed to go out with the saddle cloth if it was tied from before Shabbos. But with a saddle, it is not allowed to go out with that, even if it was tied before Shabbos. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Omer Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Af b'ukaf b'zman shekshuru lo me'er of Shabbos. The donkey is even allowed to go out with a saddle if it was tied before Shabbos. Uvad shelo yikshur lo masrichan. As long as the straps are not tied onto it. Uvad shelo yifshol lo ritzua tachas nevo. And as long as someone does not suspend a strap underneath its tail, then it would be okay. So we see that this is definitely talking about something that was tied from before Shabbos. Now the Gemara goes into a different halacha concerning this mardas, concerning this saddle cloth again. So Rav Asi Barnasa and Rav Chiya Bar Ravashi. So Rav Asi Barnasa went to Rav Chiya Barashi and asked him a question. He said, "Mahu litin mardas al gabei chamor b'Shabbos? So what's the halacha whether someone's allowed to put on a saddle cloth on a donkey on Shabbos? Are you allowed to actually put it on them on Shabbos?" And Rashi points out that this is referring to even within your own chutzar. Forget about Rishtarabim for a minute. The question here is, even on Shabbos in your own private property, are you allowed to even put this on? So the question seems to be one of extra exertion on Shabbos. Are you allowed to go and do this type of thing on Shabbos? So Amar Leh, so Rav Chiya Bar Rav Ashi answered him, and he said, Mutter. He said that this is going to be allowed. Amar Leh, so Rav Asi Bar Nasan said back to him, what's the difference between this and a saddle? Why are you allowed to put on a saddle cloth but not a saddle? So Ishtik, Rav Chiya Bar Ashi was then silent. So Rav Asi Bar Nasan, who asked the question, he took this silence to mean that he agrees that a saddle would be allowed to be used on Shabbos, and that he kind of stumped him, meaning that just like the saddle cloth is allowed to be put on Shabbos, so too the saddle is also allowed to be put on Shabbos. But Esve, so Rav Asi Bar Nasan says, if it's really true that you hold that the saddle is also allowed to be put on Shabbos, I have a question from the following brisa. Ukav shagabe chamor, that a saddle that's on the back of a donkey, lo yital telena biyadu, one is not allowed to move it with their own hand, meaning you're not allowed to take it off from the donkey. Rather, what you do is you walk the donkey into the chutz. And when you walk around with his donkey, the saddle is going to fall off on its own. So once we're saying that you're not allowed to take off the saddle, you think that you're going to be allowed to put it on? If it's more exertion to put it on, so if you're not even allowed to take it off, then of course you're not allowed to put it on. So how would Rav Chiya bar Rav Ashi answer this question? So Rabbi Zera says back to Rav Ashi bar Nachman, Shavke, leave him alone, Kirabe Svirole, because really Rav Chiya bar Rav Ashi holds like his teacher, which was Rav. How do we know this? Amar Rav Chiya bar Ashi Amar Rav, because Rav Chiya bar Ashi is the name of Rav. Tolin Traskal Lebehema B'Shabbos. Someone's allowed to hang a feeding bag on an animal on Shabbos. So it's the purpose of this is that the animal won't have to bend down all the way to the ground to eat. They could just eat from this basket that's hanging from their neck. Now, if they're allowed to hold this on Shabbos, then of course they're allowed to hold a saddle cloth on Shabbos. And just as over there by the feeding bag where the animal is allowed to do this and it's only for the sake of pleasure, here where the saddle cloth is there for the purpose of getting rid of suffering for the animal because you want to make sure that it gets heat because it's going to be too cold otherwise. So of course that's going to be allowed. So that he's really just holding like his Rebbe Rav, so he's allowed to hold this, so leave him alone. Now the Gemara brings the other view as to whether you're allowed to put this feeding bag on. So Rav said it's okay. Shmuel, Amar Shmuel says, Mardas Mutter Traskol Aser, that a saddle cloth is going to be allowed, but a feeding bag, no way that's going to be allowed. So Shmuel seems to be making a distinction over here. Shmuel says, when it's for tzar purposes to warm up the animal, that's going to be okay. But for Tanug, just for pleasure, that's not going to be okay on Shabbos. Whereas Rav said, both situations are going to be okay. The Gemara now says, Azar Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef Amra L'Shmaite Rav Kamei de Shmuel. So Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef went and told over the teaching of Rav before Shmuel. Amar Lei, and Shmuel said to him, Ihachi Amar Abba, if this is really what Abba said, if this is really what Rav said, Lo Yada B'milin de Shabbos Lo Kum, he doesn't know anything about Hilchos Shabbos. No way this is going to be allowed. Ki Selik Rabbi Zera. Now the Gemara goes on in this story. When Rabbi Zera went from Bavel Teretz Yisrael, Achtechelu Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yafes Diyasev Kamar Lei B'Mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan. He found Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yafes who was sitting and saying to him in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Nosn Mardas Al Gabi Chamor B'Shabbos. Someone's allowed to put a saddle cloth on a donkey on Shabbos. Amar Lei, Rabbi Zera said to him, Yashar V'Chein Tirgma Aryoch B'Bavel. He said, you're right. That's exactly right. And Aryoch, who's in Bavel, also says this way that you're allowed to put the saddle cloth on the donkey. So Aryoch Manu, who's Aryoch? So Shmuel, the Gemara says that this is Shmuel. It's referring to Aryoch is a nice nickname referring to his kingship in terms of his ability to paskin and to judge halacha. But ask the Gemara of Harav Nami Amra. All the statement said is that you're allowed to put a saddle cloth on a donkey on Shabbos. So yes, Shmuel said that as opposed to the feeding bag, which is not allowed. But Rav said both are allowed. So Rav also holds this way. So how do we know that it's referring to Shmuel? So the Gemara answers Ela Shamei Dahava Misayim Bei. Rather, Rabbi Zera heard Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes, he concluded the Eintol and Trasko B'Shabbos. The way he finished that statement is that you're not allowed to have a feeding bag hanging on the animal on Shabbos. So Amar Lei, Yashar V'Chein Tirgum Aryoch B'Bavel. And to that he said, the fact that you're saying he's allowed to have the saddle cloth there, but not the feeding bag, that is the Shita of Shmuel. Now the Gemara raises a different issue. D'kuli Amo Miyas Mardas Mutter. Does really everyone hold that a saddle cloth is allowed to be used on Shabbos? Maishna Meyukaf. Why is this different from the saddle, which we said is going to be forbidden? So Shaini Hassam comes to Gemara and says, no, the case of the saddle is different to Efshar Denafil Mela. The first answer of the Gemara is that it's possible that the saddle can fall off by itself. What this answer seems to imply is that taking off the saddle, everyone's going to agree, is going to be a problem, because since it could fall off by itself, for you to do it is excessive work that's unnecessary on Shabbos. But to put on the saddle, that might be okay. That seems like it would be all right. The only issue would be taking it off. But the saddle cloth, that's definitely going to be okay to take on and take off. Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa gives a different answer as to why the saddle cloth would be different by the saddle. Rav Papa says, Kan lechamma, kan letzanana. Here in the case of putting on the saddle cloth, that's to warm up the donkey. When we're talking about warming up the donkey, that's going to be allowed. But the tzanana, to remove the saddle, which is to cool the donkey, that we're not going to do. Why? Because lechamma is letzara, because when we're trying to warm up the donkey, there was tzar associated with it, because when it's cold, it's in pain, it's suffering. So to warm up the donkey is going to be okay, letzana na lesle tzara. But when if it's hot and now you're just taking off the saddle to make it colder, that's not really considered tzara. And in Dam Reinchen, this is what people say, chamara afilu b'tkuvas tamos krirola, that a donkey, even during the summer season, is still cold, so that's why it's not going to be such a big deal. And we're not going to say it's a tzar, because you need to cool the thing down. It's already cool. But what came out from the previous Gemara is that Shmuel holds that if you're putting something on the animal in order to get rid of its suffering, that's going to be okay. But to increase comfort for Tanog, like the feeding bag, that is not going to be okay. So the Gemara asks a question on this statement of Shmuel. So Meisvei, we have a question from the following Brisa. So a horse is not allowed to go out into public on Shabbos with a foxtail, which is used for like ayin hara, or a red strip between its eyes. Lo yetziazav bekishalo, and a zav is not allowed to go out with a pouch to see if there's any droppings or ziva that comes out. The goat isn't bekis shebedad, and the goat may not go out with a pouch on their udders to catch all the milk. The goat para b'chasom shebepiyah, a cow can't go out with a muzzle on its mouth. Lo siyachim betraskolin shebepiyam lirshus haram, and a young horse cannot go out with feed bags around their mouths into rishus haram. Velo behema besandal shabaraglayan, an animal can't go out with a shoe on its foot. Velo bekamea afal pishu mumche, or with an amulet, even if it's proven effective to heal the thing, to heal the animal. And in this respect, the halachos of an animal are more stringent than that of a person. But an animal may go out with a bandage on a wound, or a splint on a broken bone, or the placenta that's hanging out of it, and if one stops up the bell around its throat, that's also going to be allowed in tayelas imo b'chatzer, and you're allowed to walk around with it in the chatzer. So now the Gemara analyzes this. Katani mihas, we said velo siyachem betraskolin shebepiyam lirshus haram. We said that the young horses, the colts, they are not allowed to go out with these feeding bags around their mouth in the public domain, meaning in rishus harab. So it comes to the Gemara and makes an inference and says lirshus harab hudalo, it's only going to be an issue to go into rishus harab ha b'chatzer shapir damin. But if you're just putting this thing on Shabbos in the courtyard, that's going to be fine. My lav b'gedom, are we not talking about grown horses? Umishum tano. Again, the only reason we're putting this feeding bag on is not because they need it, because there's tsar associated, but because we don't want to have to make them bend down to the ground to go and eat their food. This is totally for tanug, and we see that it's going to be okay. This seems to explicitly go against Shmuel's statement. So answers Gemara, lo biktanim umishum tsar. No, right? Really, we're talking about young horses, and it is a tsar related things, because otherwise they wouldn't be able to eat. They have tall legs and small neck, so they wouldn't be able to eat. So that's why we have these feeding bags. That's why it's going to be okay. Dikanami diktani. We can also infer this from the brayso, because it said dumya dikameh, because it compared it to the amulet, which is also to alleviate the animal from suffering. Shema Amina, so we see from here that you can't ask this question on Shmuel, and really maybe only when it's for tsar purposes, then it's allowed to carry, but just for tanug, it would not be allowed to carry. This is Daf Nun Gimel Aleph, and Rosh Hashanah, a wonderful, wonderful day.